Hey there, this is Sean. And I just it's just been feeling for the last few months that the Lord would have me just start sharing some of the things that He's been giving to me, just the different things that He's been showing. And concerning His kingdom and us being His sons. And so I just felt like, a good place for me to start is just to talk about all truth and all things, and just share some of the things that I feel like the Lord's just given to me. And before I really get into it, though, I wanna just share three experiences with the Lord that I've had in the last few years, and to kind of give you the premise or the place, of where I'm coming from. And so it'll kind of make sense as I share some of the things that I share, and just so that you'll know where I'm coming from in a broader perspective. probably one of the, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, I was at we had a Christian bookstore, and one day I was standing out at the window, of the storefront, which was, glass storefront. So I was standing there just looking off into the sky, and I began to have just a vision, and in the vision, I saw myself coming out of the jungle. So I knew that the Lord was showing me kind of what the last season had been about in my life. And I was standing, on the edge of the jungle. I was coming out of the jungle, and I knew that that I had gone to these different tribes that were in the jungle, and I had gleaned the truth from each tribe and just gathered the truth that each tribe offered to my, and just received it unto myself and just made it my revelation, and just assimilated that truth into my life. And the example would be just like Kansas City, Morningstar, Toronto, Bethel, and just several, a list of ministries, and just the truth that they have, the truth that they possess. And so as I was standing on the edge of the jungle, I just looked, I looked out in the horizon, and I saw a golden, the best way to describe it, I guess, is, it was like a cityscape, just a vast city. And I was seeing it from a distance, and it appeared to be like a golden city, everything had kind of a golden hue to it. And then I just heard the Lord say to me to, it was time to come and explore the kingdom. And so I got, I got really encouraged by that, obviously, and was like, cool, Lord. And so fast forward, probably 2 years later, and in November of 2010, my birthday's in November, so on my birthday in November, the Lord just came to me that day, and He just said, He basically said that, behold, I am coming, and a new day is dawning in the earth, and my sons are awakening to ascend into my hill to receive their inheritance and to occupy the land. And He said some other stuff to me that, pertains to me, and as far as like things that He has for me to do. And then at the end of the word, it was basically, that His sons are awakening so that the restoration of all things can take place. And then the last experience, you know, the one of the most recent experiences that I want to share is it happened in, I believe, in April, March or April. We were in Boston, and while we were up in Boston, I had a vision where I was just seeing the Lord's hand, and His hand was reaching down, and it was picking up a grain of sand from off of the sea, from, you know, from the beach. And He was picking up, the hand was picking up one grain of sand at a time and placing it in the heavens. And I just knew by the Spirit, by what I was seeing, is that His hand, He was picking up the seed of Abraham. And He was picking up each grain of sand. You know, in the vision or the picture that I was seeing, it was one grain at a time, and He was placing those grains of sand in the heavens. And so I knew, you know, I knew the Lord was showing me that He in fact is awakening His sons, and He's involved in that process. You know, He's going to bring us into the heavens as we continue to yield and surrender to the process that He has us in, and even to the revelation, whether it be dreams, visions, prophetic words, however the Lord might speak to you personally in your relationship with Him, and just begin to acknowledge what you're seeing, and as you know, first of all, it's from Him and of Him, and it's things that He's wanting to reveal to you, and so that's in general the place that I'll be coming from, you know, as I just share more and more teachings, or just the things that I feel like the Lord would have me to make available, and to share with whoever's going to be listening to these teachings. And so, you know, I guess the point is that the Father is awakening His sons, and we're coming into times and seasons where He's waking us up, and those that have ears to hear and eyes to see will begin to see and hear what He's doing and saying concerning this in the earth. And so it's just for us to receive the truth of those things and let Him bring us into that revelation, you know, Christ being formed in us, Christ being revealed in us, and just let Him bring us into the revelation of that. And so I've really been pondering and just praying and asking the Lord kind of, you know, where to start. And I know for me, one place that I ultimately started at was a scripture, Mark 9:23. Jesus simply asks us a question, and He says, if you can, all things are possible for those that believe. And so I just began to inquire and really ask the Lord about, you know, because there's other scriptures that, you know, I may or may not mention them in this teaching, but there's other scriptures, you know, that basically give us the truth and the understanding that we've been given all things in Christ, all things are of Him, in Him, through Him, and so we've been given all things. And so I just began to ask the Father about, you know, Father, if You've given me all things, then I want to know what they are. I want to begin to know what those things are. And even though in my lifetime I may not come into the fullness of all things, but I do know that there's a measure greater than the measure that I have right now of truth and revelation, that there's a greater measure for me to come into. And He's just waiting for me, for anyone. He's just waiting for us to engage Him and to begin to press in and just, you know, ask, seek, and knock, and really begin to inquire of Him the revelation, the mysteries that He has for us to steward, to understand, to have wisdom of, and begin to let Him bring us into the heavenly into those heavenly places that we've been seated in Christ, to become consciously aware, to begin to encounter and experience those places that are in the heavens that we've been seated in, so that we can learn how to function as His sons, so that heaven can begin to manifest in greater measure in the earth. And so probably the scripture that I would like to begin with is is in John chapter 5, verse 20. And that scripture just simply reads, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel." And so, obviously, this is Jesus, you know, because these are letters, these are red letters. So, Jesus is simply telling, this group of Jews, and doesn't really say exactly who he was talking to in this moment, but it was right after the healing of Bethesda. So at any point, the group of people that he was talking to, he was just talking about the Father. And so he just mentioning that the Father loves the Son, and it's his desire to show him all things. And so I think the point for us to begin to realize is that the Father, his desire is for us to come into the revelation. His desire is for Christ to be formed in us, to be revealed in us. And we really, if we haven't had a revelation of him as Father, then we don't yet understand that we're his son. And so, for anyone really, that would be the beginning point of this whole revelation of being his son, is to begin to seek him and ask him to reveal himself as your Father. For you to begin to know him as your Father, what that looks like, what that means. And I know for me personally, I refer to 2004 and 5 as that's when the Lord woke me up. And that's when he began to reveal himself to me as Father. And so through that process of him revealing himself to me as Father, I began to understand more and more of that, you know, he sees me as his son. He sees me as his son. And begin to come into the understanding and just the depths of that relationship with him as a father and a son. And so really to simply just even to begin to meditate on this verse and just begin to ask him, you know, first to reveal himself as your Father, that if you truly don't know him as your Father, to begin to ask him to reveal himself to you as your Father. And then from there, begin to seek and to ask that you would begin to see what he's doing and what he's saying today in this moment, in the present, in the here and now, and begin to, just as Jesus, you know, continually said that he never did. The only thing, he did what he saw the Father doing, and he spoke what he heard the Father saying. So Jesus really is the type and shadow. He is the picture for us to come into. Christ being formed in us, you know, that we could walk in that same revelation, that same relationship that he had with the Father, that same fullness of God that was in him and on him, that we, you know, we have to believe that that's possible for us to come into that. You know, we have to know that that's real, it's true, and it's possible. And so from there, we can begin to come into those things. And so for me personally, in my I guess quest for beginning to seek Father about all truth, you know, all things, all truth, Father, what are they, Lord? What are some of the things that you have for me to know and to understand, and that you desire to reveal to me? And one of the other scriptures that I like to think about or ponder and consider is that Jesus in John chapter 3 is talking to Nicodemus. And, you know, this was the, I don't remember if he is a Sadducee. Yes, he was a Pharisee. So So one of the Pharisees named Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he came to Jesus at night and inquired and just talked with the Lord. But in this dialogue, in verse 12, Jesus said to him, If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? So here's a good, for me, here's a good place for us to start. Because Jesus, he points out right here that he's already been talking to them about earthly things and they do not believe. So how is it even possible for him to even start talking about heaven if they haven't been able to receive him in the natural and what he's been sharing with them from a natural earthly perspective? And so, beginning to understand that the Lord, his desire for us is to understand the things of heaven. His will for us, his desire for us, is to begin to understand and come into a revelation and knowledge and wisdom of the things of heaven. And for us to begin to understand and to move from out of that realm, you know, those heavenly places that we've been seated in, to begin to occupy the heavens and to begin to understand the kingdom of heaven, the realm of heaven, and begin to come out of that place to, you know, see what's going on, hear what's being said, hear what's being done, and see what's going on, and then begin to bring that into the earth, to begin to prophetically, that could be a declaration, a prophetic act, you know, the laying on of hands, if you're ministering in healing or something like that. But the point is that to begin to seek out the Father, knowing he wants to reveal the heavenly things to us, and he wants us to come into a revelation of those things. And another scripture that I want to throw in here is John 16, and it's verse 12. And it just, it's Jesus is speaking, and he's saying that, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. So, here Jesus is saying that he has many more things that he wants to share, and in this right here, he was with the disciples, and this was right before he was arrested, so he was with his disciples when he was saying these things, and you know, he was telling them, he's like, I have much more I want to tell you, but you cannot bear it, and so, but the Holy Spirit is going to come and he's going to reveal all truth to you. So simply, you know, with this scripture right here, and there's others, but this is one that I've been focusing on for the past few months. And so this is the, you know, the title of this teaching is All Truth and All Things. And so, for us to just simply recognize that the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Father's gift to us was His Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is continually revealing the truth to us, and as we seek Him more and more, and just begin to engage the Father, and to seek. To seek out the truth and just get ourselves in a posture, a position of prayer, of waiting on the Lord and just communing with Him, and then just letting Him begin to reveal to us what it is that He's wanting to show us. And so, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning, you know, the Lord has really been speaking to me about waking, you know, His sons are waking up, and for us to come into His hill, to come into Mount Zion. And so I would tell you that Mount Zion is a real place. Mount Zion is a real place in heaven. You know, it's spoken of in the scriptures. And that Mount Zion is a real place in the heavens for us to come into. And just begin for us to begin to ask the Father to reveal his house, to reveal his hill, to reveal the heavens, those heavenly places that we've been seated in, to begin to reveal those places to us so that we can come into those places and that we can begin to occupy and take our place so that the earth can be transformed, so that the earth can begin to reflect what heaven looks like, what's going on in heaven. And so the whole, I guess the, if you want to say logic or the process of thinking for me as I've been walking down this road, I guess for about 2.5 years that I've really just been in a place of seeking the Lord and just desiring to come in to be awakened as His Son, to be activated and awakened as His Son, to see those heavenly places that He has for me to come into, to begin to understand what's going on in the in the realm of heaven, in eternity with Him, and begin to fully in my spirit begin to come into those places and begin to occupy and to begin to function as His Son. And so that's where this is going. That's where we are going to end up for those that embrace the revelation, for those that receive and begin to work the seed, begin to work that revelation into their heart, into their spirit, and just into their mind, and for their mind to begin to be renewed and to be transformed by that renewing of the mind and the truth that was just assimilated and received into their life, that we are, we are going to manifest as His sons. We are going to walk in the authority and the power that Christ has given to us, as Christ in us, the anointing of Christ, the finished work of the cross, as we begin to come into that revelation of being His sons and Christ being formed in us. So, and a lot of this has to do with desire. We can, we hear a lot of truth and we hear a lot of, conference meetings, recorded messages, podcasts, just all of the different outlets that we can get fed. And so we hear revelation, but then my question to not only myself but to whoever might be listening is, so what are you doing with the revelation? Are you desiring to make that revelation your own? Are you desiring to make that yours? Are you desiring to come into the knowledge, which means the experiential knowledge, meaning that you've experienced that that this revelation, this truth is now part of you. It's part you. You have substance. You have fruit to offer to those that you're speaking with. Because the difference is, when we hear revelation and we don't work the seed, we don't work that revelation into our life, and we just we retain it as nothing more than a memory, then basically we're just coming from a place of knowledge of something that we've memorized or wrote by rote memory, which means, verbatim, we've just memorized something line by line, word for word, what somebody said or what somebody's taught. And so it's just from knowledge that we're coming from this place. But when we begin to work the seed and the truth that we've heard, and we begin to meditate on that truth and that revelation, we begin to find the scriptures that are connected to that truth. We begin to just wait upon the Lord and pray it back to the Father, begin to ask Him, begin to desire the revelation for ourselves, begin to desire the truth of that revelation, and begin to ask the Father to reveal that revelation to us, to bring us into that revelation so that we can see and understand the fullness of that revelation. Then, as that revelation becomes, as that seed has been sown in our heart, and we begin to do those things that I just mentioned, meditation and prayer and waiting upon the Lord and just letting Him reveal, bringing us into that revelation, bringing us into that place in the realm of the Spirit, beginning to experience it and encounter it and have wisdom and knowledge and understanding of that truth, then now when we speak about those things, then we have substance, we have fruit to offer to those that are listening. Then we have seed to sow into the hearts of those that are listening, and not just knowledge, which is merely just the tree of knowledge. There's only death in that tree. There's nothing, there's no substance in that tree, there's no life in that tree. And we need to learn how to take revelation that we've been hearing, no matter where it comes from, whether it comes from a teaching, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you know, because through a dream or a vision or a prophetic word, because honestly, even if it comes from the Lord, we sometimes have to wrestle through, what did I just hear? Because I know that we're coming into times and seasons where, as we embrace this revelation of being His sons, the Father's going to begin to reveal to us things that we haven't heard other people say. So now we have to begin to trust Him, that it's from Him, that He's the one revealing this to us, that it's His Holy Spirit that is revealing this to us, that is giving us this revelation, and beginning to trust Him, that our relationship is with the Father, our relationship is with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus. So we need to trust them. We need to trust and know that He is the one giving us this revelation, and not be afraid to embrace what we're seeing, to not be afraid to not let fear try and come and rob us of the seed that the Father is sowing into our hearts, and begin to you know, in the way that you personally would begin to work that seed in your own life, however you would go about doing that, meditating on the Word, on that truth, praying through it, reading the scriptures that are connected to it, just praying it back to the Father, asking the questions about this truth. Because the thing is, a lot of us have been exposed to, you know, religion tells us what to believe. So basically, you know, we've got a person in a pulpit or just simply a religious spirit, and the Hebraic way of teaching, the Hebraic way of instruction and learning, is through questions. And so we've been raised up in a system where we've been told to believe, or we've been told what to believe and not, and we've been in a system that doesn't have room for thinking. There's no room for questions. It's, this is what we believe, and this is why you believe it, and this is all you believe. And so there's no room when you begin to question, you know, a leader or somebody's doctrines or beliefs, and you begin to question, and it's not so much out of a judgment or trying to offend them or anything, but it's a sincere question of seeking truth, that you will find that religious idea begins to feel threatened. And so most people are not comfortable with questions like that. So they feel threatened, like you're attacking their belief, like you're attacking their doctrine or something. And it's not even so much that. A lot of times with my wife and I, it's just simply we're coming from a place of seeking the fullness of truth, that there's another measure of truth concerning this truth that is being questioned right now, that there's a deeper place, there's a fuller understanding for us to come into if we would only begin to ask the question. And so from a Hebraic mindset, you ask questions. And that's been my experience the last couple years with the Lord, is what I found to be true for me, and I would say it'd be true for most of us, is that we're not ready for the revelation until we can ask the right question. And it's only when we begin to ask the right question that we can begin to that we're actually in a place to receive the revelation of what it is that we're asking the question about. And that's been my experience now numerous times with the Father. I'll just get locked in on something, you know, in the Scripture, something that I know is true, is real, is possible, and that it's for me to know, it's for me to come into, it's for that thing hasn't been revealed to me yet, and I desire to know the truth of that. I desire to know to have understanding of that. And so as I just lock in on that thing, and I begin to knock on the door, begin to seek, begin to knock, begin to ask the Father, Father, what about this? Or how does that, you know, and just begin to ponder and ask the questions. And it's like you sit on that thing long enough, it might be an hour, it might be a few hours, it might be a few days, it might be a few months. But I promise you, if you set your desire on that thing, you set your desire on that thought that you know is real, you know it's true, and you know it's possible, and begin to seek the Father about it, and begin to desire the revelation of that truth of what you know is real and possible, And I promise you, the Father will meet you in that desire. That desire is going to take you in. The desire is going to bring you into the revelation of that thing. And so simply, just going back to where I began with, we've been given all things in Christ. And Jesus said, if we can, all things are possible for those who believe. So my premise, my constant driving motivation, I guess, is I desire to know what those things are. I desire to know what is all things. Father, what are all things? I want to know what all things are. And I want to know the things that you desire for me to know, Abba. I want to know the fullness of what you have for me to come into, what you have for me to experience and to have wisdom of. I desire to know those things. And even understanding, even right now, there's more than likely there's things that I'm not ready to hear yet, and there's things that I'm not able to bear. You know, there's truth that I'm not able to bear right now, because there's a I'll just call it a twofold. There's a twofold work going on right now. There's the maturing as his son, meaning maturing into the things of the Spirit, coming into the fullness of the things of the Spirit in the kingdom of heaven, beginning to experience and encounter the kingdom of heaven, the King and his kingdom, beginning to come in and experience those heavenly places, walking in those realms with him. And then the other part of that process is that continuing renewing of the mind, the transformation of the soul, and the restoration of my soul. And so it's just that I like to describe that as the co-laboring, that I'm learning how to co-labor with him in what he's doing in me, so that my soul can be restored, and so that and just to give you I guess a little insight or a little snapshot into my own personal life, I've been praying for the last 3, 4, 5 months. I mean, daily. This is like a daily prayer. And this is just one, and there's many others, but I'm just telling you my own personal walk and experience and process of what I've been going through, of how I'm pursuing this, is daily I'm, and this goes back to a vision, the Lord's been really speaking to my wife and I about the soul and the spirit, and that's one of the things that we've been asking the Father more. It's like, Father, I want to understand the spirit, the soul, and the body, the third heaven, the second heaven, how they're connected, how they function, how they work, so that we can more effectively minister to people. And in the days to come, you know, we can be just experiencing just radical, amazing spiritual encounters, not only by ourselves, but corporately in corporate gatherings. You know, it's like, I know there's a day coming where corporately we're going to be in corporate settings, and there's going to be a group of people that have come together that have an understanding of the kingdom of heaven and how to go in and enter into the realm of the spirit. And we're going to begin to go into the kingdom together. And, you know, we've already experienced this a couple of times at our house in the home groups, in the gathering at our house that we've been doing about once a month. But there's been several occasions where we've gone in together, and several people have seen the same hallway. They've seen the same columns, and so we've just begun to scratch the surface of this. We've just begun to experience corporately, you know, going into the kingdom together and just learning how to flow together with that. So, you know, it's very much in its infancy. And so there's still a lot of growing and maturing in this. And so getting back to what I was talking about, just spirit and soul and co-laboring with the Father, and just recognizing that he's continuing to bring restoration in my soul, and knowing how to co-labor with him so that my soul is coming into the fullness, and my soul is in Jesus' name, you know, I'm going to experience the transformation of my soul. You know, that is a huge scripture for us to ponder and to ask and inquire the Father about. It, you know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So I don't know that there's many of us at the moment that have experienced that transformation, that really know what that transformation looks like, the manifestation of what that might look like in a person's soul for a fully renewed mind that brings about the transformation of the soul. But I do believe in the days to come that more and more we're going to begin to see people as we just receive the revelation of being His sons and letting Him bring us into the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of being His sons, then we will begin to see people in the earth that have experienced that transformation, the restoration of their soul, and ultimately the transfiguration of their body. Meaning, in the days to come, you know, months, years, somewhere down the road, not in the too far distant future, that there's going to be a group of people, and there's going to be people in the earth that are going to walk in the fullness of Christ. Christ is going to be fully formed in them. They're going to be manifested sons, and their soul is going to be transformed, and their body is going to begin to go where their spirit is. You know, now this person or this group of people, they're living in the right order. They're in divine order. They are walking and living and functioning in the right order, spirit, soul, and body. Their spirit is governing their soul and their body is going wherever their spirit is. And so the whole, without getting too far sidetracked here, going back to all things and all truth, the thing for us to remember, and like I said, all of this started for me is, okay, if all things are possible, then I want to know what all things are. Because if I don't know that something is real, that it's true, and that it's possible, and that it's for me, it's the Father's will for me to know this, it's the Father's will for me to come into this. So if I don't know that, then I'm going to continue to walk around in ignorance and not have the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding that the Father wants me to have, because I had a thought about something. Maybe the Father sparked an imagination or a thought about a truth that He wants me to understand, that He wants to reveal to me, but I'm mistaken it for a fleeting thought or a vain imagination, and I didn't recognize it as being from the Father, or that it wasn't of a spiritual nature, and it wasn't real, and it wasn't true, and it wasn't possible. So therefore, I just missed out on an opportunity of something that the Father was wanting me to come into. And so, and that's what I've learned over the past several years, is that the realm of the Spirit is oftentimes it's more subtle than it is, you know, that grandiose, overwhelming experience. Now, obviously it can be that, but what my own experience has been, as I've learned to be really desiring greater discernment of the things of the Spirit, to see and to hear, that I've just begun to see more clearly, and the realm of the Spirit has become more focused, has come into a greater focus, a greater clarity than what it was months or years ago. And so I've begun to see, angels more. I've seen the elders. I've just seen into the realm of the Spirit more clearly. And so, and a lot of that is because I've begun to embrace, and my mind has, you know, just praying through, just cleansing my imagination, and that's something that I can get into at a later date, but just cleansing my imagination, cleansing my thoughts and imaginations with the blood, and just redeeming my imagination, and then just beginning to become more sensitive and discerning of the realm of the Spirit around me and in me, so that I can see what's going on in the realm of the Spirit, so I can know how to respond, so I can know if there's something for me to do in this moment, I'll know how to correctly respond and be in agreement with the Father and what He's doing. So, and the other one thing I just remembered, that going back to the soul and the Spirit, the one thing the Father showed me probably two months ago now, I saw like a ball of white light, and then around it, and I knew that the ball of light, I knew this ball of white light was my Spirit, and so around it was these black tentacles, and so I knew that that was my soul, and I knew that the Father was showing me the last places in my soul that need to be divided. You know, the Hebrews I think it's Hebrews 4:12. I'll turn there real quick, and so that I can just make sure I quote the, you know, read the scripture right. And Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And so what the Lord was showing me with my soul and my spirit, because I've had several encounters and experiences where I know I'm about to take off in the spirit, or the realm of the spirit's really starting to open up to me, and my soul, I'll get to a place, I'll start to come out in the spirit, and I'll get to a place in the spirit where it'll freak my soul will get freaked out, and it'll shut my spirit down. So then it's like I'm constantly battling to come back into that place and overcoming, you know, that fear and control that my spirit exerts itself over my spirit. The soul exerts its, you know, that fear and control over my spirit, suffocating and controlling my spirit and keeping me from coming into the fullness of what the Father has for me. So that's something that I pray every day. And I've been praying this for months now. It's like, Father, I lift my soul up to you, and I just ask for you right now, for your sword to come, for your word to come, and to sever every place that my soul has attached itself to my spirit, and for my soul to be rightly divided from my spirit, and for my mind to be renewed, for me to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, and for the restoration of my soul, for me to fully come into my spirit, for me to fully engage my spirit man, and to come into the realm of the kingdom with you where you are, and begin to see and hear all that you have for me to see and understand. And so that's just one of the prayers that I've been praying for months. And just constantly just pounding on that thing over and over and over, and just desiring it. You know, like I said, I know it's real, I know it's true, and I know it's possible, and I know it's for me. And so out of that desire, I'm not letting go of this. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to become frustrated, although I have, but I'm not stuck in frustration. I'm continuing to press in and to persevere, knowing that it's real, knowing that it's possible, that it's for me, it's the Father's will for me to come into this. And I'm just constantly just seeking that, just constantly lifting that up before Him. And I even asked Him about a month or two. It was about a month ago. I was like, Father, when? You know, when can I come in? When can I fully come in? And he just basically, I just heard him say, just be diligent. You're going to come in, but be diligent. Be diligent in keeping, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Be, you know, what you're doing is working, and be diligent at what you're doing, and just continue to press in, continue to pray the way you've been praying, and just, you're going to come in. Don't give up. Just know it's just, and that was kind of the encouragement. That was kind of the word that the Lord had given me, to keep persevering, keep praying that prayer, keep pressing in, keep believing and knowing that it's real, it's possible, it's true, and it's for me to come into. And one last scripture that I think I want to leave you with is love believes all things. And that's in, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, I think it's verse 7. But love believes all things. And so my heart's desire for, you know, whoever might listen to this teaching is to give you, you know, some keys, revelation, more or less just keys of some of the things that the Father has given me, and for you to begin to understand and to know how to work these keys, how to work the revelation into your life. And there's a teaching that I'm going to do, I don't know, sometime I'm still kind of seeking the Lord as to just more of the revelation of what this looks like and what it means. But in Numbers chapter 11, and this is something I just ponder more and more, is Numbers 11 verse 7, it says, "Now the manna was like coriander seed, and its appearance like that of bdellium. The people would go about and gather it and grind it between two millstones, or beat it in the mortar and boil it in the pot and make cakes with it. And its taste was as the taste of cakes baked with oil." And so the point of me sharing that scripture with you is that the Israelites, they had to go out and gather the manna. It had the form of a seed, and they worked the seed and made it into bread. And that's what we need to learn how to do with the revelation that we're hearing now. It's like we've got to begin to learn and understand how to work the seed, and for that seed to germinate and to bear fruit and to grow and mature and to become a mature plant, for that seed to come into maturity, for that seed to bring us into the maturity of that seed so that we can have substance, to impart substance, and to be able to have seed and fruit to sow into the hearts of those people that we come in contact with that are hungry and desiring and seeking the things of the kingdom and the things of the Father. And so I just want to just leave you with a couple of things, I guess, to ponder and begin to just focus in on just some of the scriptures. And I'll even give you some of the scriptures that I didn't even get into. I only got into about three or four of them. But I really felt like this was probably a multiple teaching for me to do without getting too long in one teaching. And so the love believes all things. I mean, I've been asking myself that for about probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I really started pondering and just meditating on love believes all things. And then it's like God took me through, you know, well, if God is love and I'm in Him and that love is in me, then why wouldn't I believe all things? And then it's like, what are all things? What do I believe? What is all things? If it says love believes all things, then what are all things? And so there's just that constant, just pressing into that, just constantly asking the Father, you know, what are those things, Father, that you have for me to know and to understand? And I would say this to anyone listening, and that the Father has, you know, in Isaiah where it says line upon line, precept upon precept. So I would say to you that the Father has an order for you, that He has ordained steps for you, and that He's even ordered a path for you to walk on. He's ordered a way for you to come into this, and it may not look like what I've come into, or you might, you know, your process or your steps might be different, but the point is He's bringing you into His kingdom. He's bringing you into His house, and He's restoring you back into His kingdom, and He's bringing you into the process, or that, you know, that maturing of Christ in you, Christ being fully formed in you. So it's just, as I said earlier, you know, our relationship, we've got to trust the Father that we know it's Him. We know it's His Spirit. We know what we're seeing. We're confident in what we're seeing. We're confident in what we're hearing. And then the other part of that, too, is to find a company of people, you know, a group of people that you can be connected with to really just spend time with and to just share the revelation, share the things that God's giving you, so that what I found is that the Lord will give us a piece, but then together, collectively, we can see more of the canvas of what the Father's doing. It's like we'll have a clearer picture, a broader vision, a broader understanding of what the Father's doing right now. And so corporately, together, we can actually walk in a greater measure of truth together than we can by ourselves. So, you know, I would encourage you to definitely seek out those people that are hungry and seeking, you know, that revelation of being His sons, of coming into the kingdom of heaven, and just the many truths that you're hungry and seeking the Father for, so that you can get into a company of people and be encouraged and edified by them, so that you can continue to come in into the revelation of being His sons and the kingdom of heaven and all that He has for us. And so I think I'll wrap up right there for right now, and I'll just pick up where I left off, maybe in the next time that I continue the teaching of all truth and all things. And so I just want to finish up with a prayer and just thank you for listening. And so, Father, I just thank you for the revelation of what you're saying today, Father, of what you're doing in the earth today, Father. And Lord, I even ask not only for myself, but even for those that are listening, Father, that we, Father, would have eyes to see and ears to hear, Father, and the mind of Christ, Father. Lord, knowing that you have given us the mind of Christ, Father, Lord, to come into the revelation of being your sons, Father, to embrace the revelation, Father, Lord, that fear would not have its way in us, Father, that ignorance would not have its way in us, Father, Lord, that we would begin to press in, Father, that we would begin to think thoughts that we've never had before, that we would begin to know what's true, what's possible, what's real, and what you desire for us, and Father, to allow you to bring us into the revelation of being your sons, and to reveal, Father, bring us into the heavenly, just revealing those heavenly places to us, Father, that you've already seated us in, that you've already prepared for us, Father, to begin to see those places, to begin to understand to understand the function of those places. And Lord, to begin to come into the fullness of who you've created us to be. And so, Father, I thank you for each and every person, Father, that's listening. And I just bless them and their relationship with you, Father. Lord, for just dreams and visions and prophetic words and just encounters with you, Father. Lord, for the realm of the Spirit to begin to open up more, for the eyes of their heart, for their eye of their spirit, Father, to be opened and enlightened, Father, for revelation and wisdom and understanding to begin to come in greater measure. And Father, I just bless them. And Father, I even ask for those, Father, that don't have, Father, just that company of people, that, Father, that you would just begin to connect them with other people, Father, that have like hearts and minds, that are seeking you, Father, that are running after you in the same way, Father, that have that same hunger and desire, Father, of knowing you and your kingdom, Father, and Christ in us, Father, the hope of glory, Father, just being your sons, Father, being who we really are. And so, Father, I just bless them to begin to just run into these, to encounter people, Father, just people that have that same hunger and desire, Father, for them to be connected, Father, with that group of people that you have for them to be connected with, to begin to just seek, Father, to begin to grow together, to begin to just seek and just grow in this revelation together, Father, being your sons. And I just thank you, Father, for all that you're revealing, for all that you're doing. And Father, I just bless you and just thank you, Father. I just bless you, Father, and just give you praise and glory and honor, Father. And just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you, and we'll talk again soon. And I just bless you. I bless your home. I bless your family, your finances. I just bless you. May God be glorified. May the Father be glorified in your life, in your family, in your home, in your relationships, in your health and in your finances, in every area of your life. May the Father be glorified in your life. And I just bless you in the name of the Lord to receive from him, to hear from him, and to come into the fullness of all that he has for you. And I just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.